money. I'm going to give you money that'll allow God to put the master money for Muhammad and the investment of Muslim black men for charity, and you're going to give it to somebody in the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
It's not charity. The Muslim brothers, Muhammad taught us, and the Noors, know that. Hey, look, it's not charity for me to give you, my brother, half of my candy bar, and you already got some candy bars, too, in the Nation of Islam. Charity is when you're helping someone outside the Nation of Islam.
Yes, sir.
That needs help.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Or a Muslim that's out there that might have just been out there from another country who needs some help or something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
When you're helping someone righteous, no matter what race, creed, or color that there is.
Yes, sir.
And in this day and time, the charity exceeds beyond giving them some money on the street corner or something, because that'll contribute to their so-called downfall. But you take your money and you save that money and you open up a legit business for those people to work and then go and employ them in there.
Yes, sir.
Or find something for them to come to do and work at.
Yes, sir.
Where charity in its knowing feels change.
Yes, sir.
Instead of believing feels.
Yes, sir.
So we're not going to give no money to the Nation of Islam. They have a slot for the hospital, for the bank, all these different places of what you're going to. Now that's what you put your money in when you come into there. And then when you got some money that you can contribute to charity, you give that what you can contribute to charity. But you don't tell me I got to give $10. I got to for charity. That's not charity. And it tells you in the Nation of Islam, nothing is compulsory.
Yes, sir.
See, nothing is compulsory in Islam. Nothing is a direct order.
Yes, sir.
And then you're going to tell me that if I can't keep up that standard there, that you're going to come down on me?
Yes, sir.
I just told you the difference between a knower and a believer. That's why I said we really just want to attend the meeting. But we wanted the little ones to come through there.
Yes, sir.
Then what?
Okay, for so-called the tail, you know, is nothing. But for the sisters, I think, I guess that supplies for so-called Calvin also, their charity is $160.
Now it's per month.
Okay, well, you tell them that you're automatically, you're just not going to never be able to do it because you're not working.
Yes, sir.
And you don't work for nobody, and you don't, and they don't have no, and they get general assistance or something. And how are you going to take general assistance? And you know when the general people don't give you enough to live off in the first place.
Yes, sir. And then also they pay for so-called Calvin's FOI meeting. His dues is $5 a week, and the sisters is $10 a week.
But you see, well, you know that that's wrong.
Yes, sir.
You're not a believer that you know that that's wrong.
Yes, sir.
How are you going to do that? So what? I know that that's supposed to be sufficient enough grounds to take care of your minister.
Yes,
but you see, during the time that the messenger was teaching and he was setting up this thing, it was for the peoples that was in Islam for a while and understood it, and they had jobs.
Yes, sir.
And the Nation of Islam had jobs for you to work at so that you can pay these dues.
Yes, sir.
It was not mandatory upon someone who was not working.
Yes, sir.
Or who was not able and established among their own self right yet.
That would be unfair.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to give no $300 or $400 or $5,000 to a minister of Farrakhan to make an appearance here or to be there. No.
Yes, sir.
The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad never charged people for that. He charged people if they wanted to add to the charity to open a bank or to open a hospital or something.
Yes, sir.
And he was going to make that appearance whether they had any money or not.
Yes, sir.
But Allah God, the President, the Master of Islam, Muhammad, the President, the Muslim, we just work the best we possibly can, but we're not going to break ourselves.
Yes, sir.
To speak the truth.
Yes, sir.
And then once you get enough people that went down there, they circle through there and get that knowledge down there at the student enrollments or whatever it is, or whatever they, you know, that you already have, but you're just going down there to get a clarification that this knowledge that you got is real, then you're just going to attend on Sunday. You don't need to be no members.
Yes, sir.
You're a member by your birthright.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
What you're telling me about sister that mother stuff all the way to cooking from it or something that she was saying that you got the tablet and different things. And don't bring my so-called mother up this way.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, and different things. But like we say, we just go through the best way that you possibly can. And if you get sit back on the side, it's because a lot of time the prison of Master Mother Seaver, I'm going to listen to the most honorable I don't want you to. But now for the so-called son.
Yes, sir.
We will keep up the 5 hours or something. And you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And we can sit that little bit aside. That $10 a week, though, that's pretty heavy.
Yes, sir.
For a sister to tend to buy something, you got to tell me you can't afford that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you're
sir.
Not working.
Yes, sir.
All your word is you're not working and you don't have a job.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You need every one of your pennies back.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But if they kick them out behind that, then that's a lot of God, the prison master, but if you're out of the message, the brother, I'm a cause that happened to manifest a certain thing.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you would never do that.
Yes, sir.
And I would never. till you get that thing there. Well, since that's up, you know, like on Sundays or something, you might have to, if they don't want to come out there with to pick y'all up, then you have to drive. You have since that's up, still called Lorraine or something, drive and one weekend and take and drop them off, and then her sister and so Monique can come up this way to visit us.
Yes, sir.
And then go back and pick y'all up when you get, you know, when you get out.
Yes, sir.
And then the next weekend, Sister Anselma and so-called Donna and Sister Anselma and so-called Monique drive in, drop you off, and come here and visit, and then go back and pick you up.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm just saying that's the particular way. Or either Mother Superior says she's coming up all the time anyway on the weekend.
Yes, sir.
So she can learn how to drive the red and the white van.
Yes, sir.
And see how she works with that, and then let her drive and then come back. Or either you can have Sister Anselma and so-called KK them.
Yes, sir.
Come over to where y'all are and then teach her and let her know that I'll let her know how I have a special type of driving that's dead in those cars and let all of you drive that way.
Yes, sir.
Well, then we drive van in and then come back. So after the meeting, after coming from the tip of the office, I'll have a meeting at the house.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
I'm just saying, I'm just putting many things out there that you can try. Okay, now what about Sister Anselma and so-called Cynthia? Haven't she ever drove a car before?
I'm not knowledgeable of that, sir.
I'm not knowledgeable
of that either, but she has spoken that she would like to go and get her to drive. Wait a minute. Okay, it's
time
for me to go back to the single cell, all right?
Yes, sir.
So somebody will call back. But we're just working on this thing. All I got in the prison, that's what I'm saying. My mama's messing the bus on the back. Mama's got it working on everything. We don't know exactly how he wanted it exactly yet.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Do we the best that we possibly can, okay?
Yes, sir.
So I love you, and I love all the righteous people, and I understand the others.
Yes, sir. We love
sir.
You too, sir.
Sajalahu.
Sajalahu. What you? Who will not say my living to be declared to create this master plan? And the Yah, the Yah, our Lord of hosts, Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most. Sajalahu, and I say my living to be declared to create his master plan.
Sajalahu and Walaikum Salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of January 29th, 1994.
Okay, well, what's going on at the house?
Okay, Aunt so-called Chantel and so-called Cynthia are in the kitchen preparing a meal, and myself and Mother Superior and Aunt so-called Donna's mother, we were sitting in the living room. I was sharing the tape with her from D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
And we were just sitting there talking.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sir. Well, don't pick the team. Don't let, you know, because remember, Nana's mother is from there. She likes TV, so don't keep the TV cut off from her.
Oh, no, sir. I wasn't. I was asking her, you know, what did she want to do, and she was looking at it, and she was also talking to Mother Superior at the same time.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yes, sir.
Well, if you have to, just to entertain them for that once, you know, you can go down and rent and see if y'all can ride down somewhere and look and see where they rent whatever movie tracks is. If she want to watch one or run around the channels, you got enough channels on there to run around and find out what you wanted if you wanted to watch something, you know?
Okay, yes, sir.
Whatever.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, how's her and Mother Superior getting on?
They seem to be getting along pretty good, sir.
Oh, is it?
Yes, sir. What I wanted to know is, being that... Okay, they're there, sitting there in the living room or anything. Did you want me to put the intercom on, or?
Who's that?
Huh?
Yeah.
Sajalahu. Pardon me?
That's for a screamer. That turned to be a singer now. Did she come upstairs? She's singing now, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Sister Anselma. I'm a so-called Little J or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, Sister Anselma, so got down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how was your day?
It was busy, sir.
It was busy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, because I had told the sister when she came up here that you should have told your so-called mom that she wasn't able to relax that good or something, and she could have got back there in that Sony or whatever that thing is out in the backyard there with the water that bubbles or whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
I was listening to what you were saying, sir.
It was, yes, ma'am. Whatever it is, sir.
No, the baby is in my ear, sir, and I was listening to what you were saying. And then, yes, sir, I was reflecting on what you were saying, and I just said yes, sir, because she would not get in there. We were speaking on that earlier today. All I got in the presence of Master Wallace Deepar Muhammad, the Messenger of Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She was speaking about the cold weather and getting in the sauna and stuff like that, and when the weather changes, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But other than that, is she comfortable and all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, how's your sleeping arrangement?
She's slept in the bed that I sleep in. And Mother Superior being here now, we'll get to that when we get it.
Don't move your so-called mom in order to accommodate Mother Superior.
Oh, yes, sir.
Your so-called mom in the bed that she's in.
Yes, sir.
And because you know you open your doors for the ones that you're trying to seek to get in, not the ones that are in supposed to be able to understand that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
So you give the accommodations to the lowest one on the pole.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll just put that out there. Just then, how long is she gonna be out?
She's ready to go back. Bills, it being that time of the month and all that kind of stuff, and I guess the material possessions or whatever, sir. You know, she's worried about her concerns and whatnot.
I know her life's holding.
Yes, sir.
That's all that, you know, the TV things that your world is built around. You can only be away from it just so long.
Yes, sir. She had expressed the desire to move up this way, but all in all, we have not as yet been able to fulfill, we are fulfilling prophecy by the will of Allah, God, and the person of my soul, Steve Farah Muhammad, and the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Well, what time are you going to take her back?
We have not come to that part yet, sir.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, all right, what kind of meeting did the sisters have down there at wherever they went today?
You have to ask the sister, sir. We haven't really, we've spoken on it a little bit, and she's given a little, she got, like I got in the person, Master Wallace Deepar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I saw the courtship thing and whatnot, MGT, but I was moving around quite a bit with the children, and we didn't get into all
that. Okay, but what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to get a tape, especially for them when they come back, they told her everything that they're supposed to, that transpired down there,
Sir,
put it on the tape for you.
Sir.
With some of the writing.
Sir.
Yes, ma'am.
The sisters did not go today, sir, because we called the mosque to inform them, as we do, like I got in the person, Master Wallace Deepar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man, sir, and submitting, we let them know when we're going to be late and everything, and they, the ETA and whatnot, and they'd be on the lookout for us, and told us no need in coming, we should be on time at those meetings. And
well, the most unbelievable, I'm going to say Muslims are never late nowhere. They're always ahead of time, if anything.
Well, yes, sir. We know this, sir. But in striving, we do the best we can. This morning, after the traveling last night, we didn't wake up. I myself went in the restful meditation about 5 o'clock this morning, and I can't remember whether I set the alarm or not, but we were not up.
Yeah, well, all praise due to Allah, God, and the presence of the Master, what is he for Muhammad, especially for the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Allah, God, and I say that Allah, God, and the presence of the Master, what is he for Muhammad, is saying that that you leave a lot to be desired, to be knowers.
Yes, sir.
And that's off the top. I don't care if you ran all night. Muslim y'all have seen what the believers had to been doing when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was here. And the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to, his whole day consisted of 20-something hours of work. And he only rested 3 hours a lot of times, the majority of times.
Yes.
A lot of times the brothers would be driving and be doing this here and that there and immediately get through with that and be freaking to go to the house and take their picking and lay down and they're called to do some more drilling and other things.
Yes, sir. We know there's those of us we try to keep to the best of our ability, sir, but that's all I can say on that, sir.
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, that's why you always put security on top of security on top of security. If you tell everybody, one of them is, well, whoever wake up first or something, or wake everybody else up or something.
Yes, sir. That is exactly as Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace Deepar Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J-Man has it done, sir. But the being that's all I can say, sir.
Well,